Penguin Random House Audio presents All New People by Anne Lamott. Read for you by Carissa Vacker. I am living once again in the town where I grew up, having returned here several weeks ago in a state of dull torment for which the Germans probably have a word. There is green, green moss on the bark of the elms we shinnied up as children when this was a railroad town. A thousand memories have returned in the past few weeks, odd and long forgotten, triggered by the sight of ancient houses, the smells of eucalyptus and the sea. They emerge as in those pictures we made when we were young, where you crayon circles and squares and patches of bright color until no more white paper shows, and then crayon over this with black until no more color shows, and then etch a picture with the tip of a paper clip. But by then, you've forgotten where you put each original color, so that spidery Miro objects appear. Red-violet trees, green horses, blue stars. An old woman I've known all my life, named Angela de Grazia, calls hello from her garden, just across from the little white church on the hill. My brother started a fire in her kitchen wastebasket when he was 4. Her old man and my father and the other men in the neighborhood, most of whom worked in the railroad yard, gathered once a year to stomp grapes, from which they brewed potent battery acid wine. I can remember her old phone number, Geneva 51432, but not her husband's first name. I wave to her, but do not stop, partly because I'm late for my appointment, and partly because our conversation is always the same. First, she complains about her back.